We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benito, Evan Roberts on the Fan.
Fan Lunch Hour, Hour 3 of our radio program. Beningo and Roberts, we're live and in living color, Vanderbilt Hall, Grand Central Terminal, our 30th anniversary show. We'll be here, of course, at 1 o'clock then. Mike San Francesco on the Fan will come your way. Ernie Acosta with us here. We've had a cast of thousands. Everybody and their brother and sister are here. And our Lunch Hour is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees.
I think Tiki Barber is stopping by, and Giants fans better cheer him and not be jerks. All right? You listen to me? You cheer him when he walks in. He was one of the best running backs in Giant history.
Probably me.
Now, I got to give credit to that dude. What's your name? James. James gave me the news. Not Ernie, not Minko, not
about
anybody.
Kyle Schwarber?
About Kyle Schwarber.
Got sent out to AAA.
How about that?
Yeah.
And what's interesting about it is, a year ago at this time, maybe a little bit less than a year, Yankee fans, rightfully so, were saying, let's trade him Andrew Miller and Aroldis Chapman, both of them, for Kyle Schwarber.
Right.
Which you could understand. The guy had shown such great power in the limited time he had played.
Well, he had a nice shot at that City Field last week.
Oh, yeah, he parked one. And he came back in the World Series, which was crazy, and actually performed pretty well. But he's been miserable this year to the point where Joe Maddon, who's a genius, he knows more baseball than all of us in this room combined.
Exactly,
Anthony Rizzo's now the next Ricky Henderson as leadoff hitter. But Schwarber's had a terrible year, and he was sent down, which reminds you something about Michael Conforto and Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez. You just don't know. Even when it looks like it's a sure thing, just don't know.
It is true. No doubt about it. And the Cubs have not exactly had a big year backing up their world championship, that's for sure.
No, they haven't.
A little better than the Mets, but.
slightly. And by the way, we haven't mentioned this with the Yankees. It was a big win last night to bounce back. I think that Tyler Clippard continues to be a major concern. When they had the big lead in the ninth, Girardi said, let me get this guy in here, probably build up his confidence. I think it was two batters he faced, or three batters. They all got on. Clippard's out. And you have to wonder about his role moving forward out of the Yankee bullpen.
Well, I'll tell you what. Everybody yesterday was all panicking about the Yankees in their seven-game losing streak. And I told you, I said, look, I'm not concerned at all. There's still eight games over 500. And with their offense, this team is going to score runs. And we saw it last night. You know, Montgomery pitched a solid game. What do you go, 5 2/3, I think, when all is said and done?
Right.
He's been really good. He pitched a solid game last night. You're right about Clippard. But they hit. They're going to hit. They're going to score runs this team. I'm confident that that's going to be the case. And watch, you watch now. They're going to go on a little bit of a run here, I think, again.
Well, hey, that's the best way to respond to a long losing streak, right?
Yep.
Respond by going out and winning 8 out of 10. You erase the whole thing.
Yep.
And they're certainly capable of doing it, especially with the teams that they're facing. And you're right. They have a very good offense. I mean, Aaron Judge hasn't slowed down.
Nope.
Didi Gregorius continues to impress you
tremendous.
All the time.
Yep.
Starlin Castro's obviously had a very solid year. And
Romine last night. How about him?
Hey, and I'll tell you, this leads to something else. I understand that Matt Holliday looked like he had no idea what was happening on that foul pop-up. I get it. And I know he's not a first baseman. He's played there 15 times. I got to put him there a lot more if I'm Joe Girardi, though, because he's an athlete. He'll get better with experience. He will be a halfway decent first baseman. It's tough to be good at something when you never do it. You know what I mean?
Matt Holliday
barely played first base. We saw Girardi go to him last night. We've seen him play him there like once a week.
By the way, there's
like
also
that.
People that do something a lot and they're not good at it either.
That is very true.
Let me just throw that out there.
That's true. It's no
sounds
short.
Like my golf game.
That's right. But wait a second. You know what? I'd push back on this. You may not be good. You are better than if you barely ever played.
Oh, well.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so you're right.
I mean, I don't embarrass myself anymore.
No, and
I got an idea now.
And that'd be the same with Holliday. I'm not saying he'll ever even be good, but he's going to be better with experience. That'd probably be the better word to use. He'd be better with experience.
Right.
And I think right now, with the way Chris Carter can't hit, and he's not exactly all-world defensively at first base, he strikes out a million times. And Romine, because if you Play Austin Romine, maybe a little bit more behind the plate. This is what you do. You keep Gary Sanchez fresher because now you're DHing him a little bit more. And you play Matt Holliday at first base, who defensively can't be that much worse than Chris Carter.
No.
And offensively, like we saw last night with the opposite field home run, is obviously a better hitter. So I think Girardi's got to do more Holliday at first base.
Yeah, look, I mean, why not? Why not? You mentioned about Carter. We'll see if Greg Bird ever comes back. I mean, who knows what's going to be with him? It seems like every time I turn around, there's a new setback for him.
Yeah.
So who knows, well, you know, how that's going to play out. But, look, this team, I don't know if this team's a championship talent. Probably not. They're probably still a little ways away from really being a championship team. You know, you got to look at their rotation. They still need some help in the rotation. There's no doubt, especially now with CC out. And Tanaka's been up and down. And, you know, you mentioned Clippard. And we all complain about third base. Well, Headley actually had a decent game last night, you know, and obviously first base. But this team's got too much offensive firepower, in my mind, to go into the tank all year. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but I think they're going to be in the hunt at the very least all year for a playoff spot.
And I think that first base, even though I agree, because we talked about this the other day, that it's probably more important to add rotation depth and maybe even arm out of the bullpen, those guys are tough to find because there aren't many good guys out there. There just aren't that many really good guys that are going to excite
you
that are out there. There are a handful of first basemen and third basemen, but more so first base than third base.
Lucas Duda.
Lucas Duda's one. I think Brandon Belt will be out there.
Right.
And
the Giants, yeah.
I know he's only hitting like 225, but he's hit a lot of home runs. You put that bat at Yankee Stadium, that's not too bad. Plus, he's got versatility. He can play the outfield as well. Eric Hosmer, we talked about, if the Royals ever decided to sell. They're in a tough spot because if they're in a race, they still may sell, only because they're all free agents at the end of the year. So I'd play Holliday over there to see what you have with him. And then if you need to upgrade because Greg Bird continues to have setbacks. And let's not forget this about Greg Bird, even if he comes back. The guy's got to prove he can hit major league pitching.
Oh, of course. No question.
He's unproven.
No question.
You know, last year he missed the entire season. This year he wasn't hitting until they finally shut him down. So I think we got to see how good Greg Bird is. But it was important last night because
they needed to end the losing streak.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. And get back on track. And now you got Severino going tonight, right?
Absolutely.
So.
And you always feel good now when he's on the mound.
No doubt.
The Met thing is more now about next year. That's really what it's about. And that's why, obviously, they should call up Ahmed Rosario. That goes without saying.
You think?
I think shutting down Zach Wheeler, whether the injury is real, serious, or not, it's the right thing to do. The guy's coming off Tommy John. He's been terrible his last two starts. Fine, shut him down. But I think right now, if you're a Met fan, you got to take a step back and realize it's over. It really is. And
it's
all about next year now.
Yep.
It's not a feeling we've had in about 3 years. 2014 was the last time we had that. And I don't think the future is the darkest thing ever. It really isn't. I mean, if they can ever get their pitching healthy, which is a huge question, they have money to spend, and they have a lot of changes they can make offensively with this lineup because there's only like three guys you feel good about being here next year. But I think, you know, after last night and the Mets, you know, Wilmer Flores is crying because Puig took too much time getting around the bases. Get over it. You're getting your butts kicked. And I don't want to hear it. If you're that ticked off, throw at him. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Don't whine about it. Just throw at him. Let your actions speak instead of the words after the game.
The frustration, obviously, is boiling over, you know. So, I mean, I get why that happened last night with Flores. But, look, you're right. Look, it's over for the Mets. They're done. The pitching has been a disaster. They gave up 30 runs in this series to the Dodgers, 700 home runs, it seems like. It's all about what are they going to do? Who are they trading at the deadline? What are they getting for the guys they trade at the deadline? That's where we are now with the Mets.
That's it. That's about building guys up and trading them.
Yep.
And I don't know who gets you the most. In a weird way, Jerry Blevins may get them the most.
Well,
I mean, here's a left-handed reliever.
Reed, if you want to trade him.
Yeah, both of those guys, really.
Yeah.
And the other thing you got to think about with guys like that is, do you plan on them being part of the team next year? Because I think they are going to reload. This is not a long-term rebuild, break the whole thing down.
Oh, it shouldn't be with the young pick.
No.
Because I look at it this way. If Mats could ever stay healthy, they got three pitchers that I can hang my hat on. Mats, DeGrom, and Syndergaard. Forget Harvey. Forget him. Who knows if Will is ever going to be anything. We don't know that.
We don't know. I agree.
So they could hang their hat on those three guys. You know, hopefully Conforto is going to turn into a very solid everyday player, even though the jury is still, we still got to say it's still out on him.
Oh, yeah.
We know what Cespedes is, but he's got to stay healthy. He should be playing right field. That should, to me, that could only help his hamstring situation. You know, and you go from there. You know, let's see Rosario come up. Let's see him. Let's see Dominic Smith. Bring him up. You know, and then we go from there with the Mets.
No, absolutely. And then the debate is who do you add during the offseason?
That's it.
Assuming they will people. And I actually assume they will because they do have so much money coming off the books. Even though I think we're still afraid of the Wilpons not going all in, I do actually have confidence that they'll sign one or two guys.
Right.
They may not do as much as we all want,
right.
but I think they'll do something, especially with this lineup, because they have very few guys that you can look at and say, hey, they're going to be on the team next year. It's not a long list. You know, it's very short. If you don't, you don't even have to include Rosario because he's unproven. It's really Yoenis Cespedes and Michael Conforto.
That's it, pretty much.
That's it.
Pretty much.
I don't know if Wilmer Flores is an everyday player.
Yeah, I don't know. He deserves a chance. You know what? The season the way it is now, let me see Wilmer play every day. Let me see it.
Yeah, I think T.J. Rivera is in that boat, too.
Put him in there, too.
That's
why. I got no problem with that.
Neil Walker, Lucas Duda.
Yep.
Asdrubal Cabrera.
Granderson, as much as I like Granderson, he's been a very good Met. Him too.
Yeah.
You know.
If they have any value, you move on.
Yep.
And you try to reload. So it's a summer coming up that's very different than last summer. It's all about the Mets selling and how good are the Yankees. That's basically your summer now.
Pretty
how
much.
Good are the Yankees?
Until we get the training camp.
Yeah.
And in my mind, who's winning the British Open and who's winning the PGA? That's it. That's my summer. There you go.
And for
who's winning the Travelers this weekend?
And for training camp, it's how bad will the Jets be and can the Giants make the playoffs again and make a run?
Right.
So
right.
This is your sports summer, but for the Mets, it's a little different than
what
you
expected. And will David Harris win a Super Bowl as a Patriot?
Well, we already know the answer to that.
Probably.
Is there really much of a question?
Probably not.
We got more coming up. We're live from Grand Central Terminal. Beningo and Roberts celebrating the 30th anniversary of WFAN. Mike's coming up at 1 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.